In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Deacon. Today's Mass is being offered for the intentions of the repose of the soul of... Oh, that's not today. There we go. The repose of the soul of Elena Montoya, Gabriel Rivera, for the repose of the soul of Antonio and Natasha Serrano, and for Monsignor Bowman, and for Sister Helen. Today is a day of adoration, a day of reparation of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and as well an opportunity for us to just spend ourselves in holy fasting on this first Friday during Lent. Remember that at 5:15, we'll have the Stations of the Cross after benediction today. And so make sure to pray the Station of the Cross as an indulgence act on this particular day. Jenna read for us about, in that first reading, about fasting. The Gospel is about fasting. The Gospel reminds us that when the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ was among the apostles, they did not fast, but there was going to be a time when the bridegroom was removed, and that would be the time of weeping and of preparing for something that was greater. And that is what fasting does for you and me. The fasting that our Lord desires, and it shows forth in the Old Testament reading that we have here from the prophet Isaiah, is not the fasting that you and I typically look at, of letting go of food, of letting go of good things. But that's because the people in the time of Isaiah were doing so many evil things, and it doesn't make any sense for you and I to do fasting, to engage in spiritual works, when you and I are striking, as he says there, at one another with wicked claw. When we're tearing each other down, when we're gossiping in our place of work. We're sharing stories about others that we shouldn't be sharing, or being ear to stories that we shouldn't be letting ourselves be ear to. It makes absolutely no sense and is of zero spiritual benefit if we do those things at the same time as we do these good spiritual works. And so that's where Isaiah is coming out of, saying, purify your actual actions first, and then you can engage in the deeper things of fasting. Otherwise, it is worthless. And so that is why we have to pray, as we spoke about just 2 days ago, about peace beginning not merely in the Ukraine and not merely in those places of great conflict in the world that our Pope has asked us to fast and pray for, but to begin that first within ourselves and then within our community, and to go beyond in that way. What does fasting do for you and me? There's a great theologian by the name of Simon, the new theologian, and he explains to us what fasting really is. A short reading here, a mere few sentences. He says this is what fasting does. Fasting, it gradually disperses and drives away spiritual darkness and the veil of sin that lies on the soul, just as the sun dispels a mist. Fasting enables us to spiritually see that spiritual air, which Christ, the Son, knows no setting, does not rise, but shines without ceasing. And when fasting is aided by keeping a prayer vigil, it penetrates and softens the hardness of the heart. And so he says in exhortation, I beseech you, let each of us strive that this may happen within us. Let us gladly stand on the solid foundation that God has given us in holy fasting. And let us stand firmly, and let us stand willingly in the paths that he has laid before us. That's what fasting does for you and me. When we've already rid ourselves of the vileness of striking at one another and being agents of disorder rather than agents of order, being no longer those who tear about peace, tear the peace that exists within communities, within souls, within families, but rather those who build it. When we first make that effort there and rid ourselves of that striking with wicked claw, then fasting does so much for you and me. It disperses mists of confusion and of darkness. It's something that brings about a way forward where God, the Son of justice, can truly shine forth from our lives. And that's why what we remind our confirmation students so often, as those of you who have been confirmed in the past few years will know, we always speak about that quotation of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, where she says, when you are who it is that you are called to be. Rather, she says, when you know how deeply it is that God loves you, then you can't but spend the rest of your life radiating that same love out of you, because holy fasting has purged away so much of self-seeking. And all that lasts is the radiating Son of Christ who lives within you, radiating that love and dispelling the mists of confusion, not only in your own soul, but in the souls of others who you encounter. That's what this fasting does for you and me. Engage within it gainfully during this season, and particularly during this Friday of prayer and abstinence, and as well when you're here with the presence of the Son for all day long. Let him dispel that confusion in you and drive you beyond the tearing of peace to where you and I can begin to build peace through this holy season. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.